enough.
That was Slip-Ons with their track "Nothing Is Good Enough." I thought that was pretty good. You know, it's, you know, sometimes enough is enough. Good enough is good enough sometimes. So don't beat yourself up. I mean, we all love being perfect and getting achieving the Icarus levels of disaster, achieving the pursuit of perfection. I'll tell you one story. Many years ago, I was making a mechanical pencil out of bullet casings, and I've had to, everything welded together nicely, I soldered it well, it was all coming together, there was just one little thing I had to do, I was like, I don't have the right lead, I'll just use a rod, very fine rod file, to bore out the little claws that hold the lead in the pencil when you hit the little clicker, and I just filed it too much. Just a hair too much, and the lead would no longer hold in the pencil. I never made another pen again. I was devastated. I don't know whatever happened to that pen, but I've got my first one, which works rather well. I call it a bullet point pencil. Anyways, Nothing Is Good Enough, a song by Slip-Ons off their Heavy Machinery EP. You can probably hear that for yourself Friday night at the Red Gate for the double bill, double night show, the Random Draw Fest at the Red Gate Art Society. That is the 5th of the month, also known as Friday night. You can see him playing with Brasser, Campfire Shakers, and Pavel Bury and Russian Tim. Now we talk about Saturday, and it's the same page I'm on here, because it said there's another night at Redgate with more variety punk rock for you. You have The Greatest Sons, Die Job, Night Court, along with Jesse Bourdais and The Long Winter, doing their respective things. Another night of punk and rock and punk rock. Have you seen the people getting cheesed at like Green Day about how they changed the lyrics in like American Idiot at some Variety New Year's show? And it was like, oh, that's not, American Idiot shouldn't be political. Like, brother, my brother in Christ, that whole genre is political. I mean, that guy's never shied away. Billy Joel's never shied away from rubbing people the wrong way when it comes to talking about something. It's always been hilarious when there's people, like, there was people in the American election on the Republican side using Killing in the Name of, or something by Rage Against the Machine, and they were like, I think you guys missed the point on that song. Or like Dee Snider from Twisted Sister with, and they, another example of them using We're Not Gonna Take It, and I was like, my buddy, context, read the song. Oh my god. Sometimes you just can't make that stuff up. Alright, you're still listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, Simon Fraser University in British Columbia, on the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Skahomish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. In case you are wondering, it's 5:30 or 5:37 or 8:37 if you're listening to us on Friday night. That's right, you can listen to this show twice a week, folks. So nice, you can listen twice. Let's tell you about some more music happening here. Saturday night, yes. Farhaven, an indie rock band from our own backyard here, we'll be doing a show at the Painted Ship in the West Side. That's like over near the Hollywood Theater or something like that. Yeah, you know the place. It's just like, you know, hop on the 98 or whatever the bus is over there and get yourself down there. Check it out. I haven't been yet. I heard it's pretty cool. If you like psych rock, The Painted Ship is a reference, actually, to a long time ago Vancouver punk psych band. And okay, from 1965, now they're qualified as dance electronic, and I'm not so sure about that. But okay. Yeah, a 60s garage punk band from Vancouver, BC, featuring Bill Hay, Barry Roden, Bob Roden, and Ken Wayne. They were active for 6 years in Vancouver, and yeah, the legacy lives on as a venue in the West Side. So there you go. Fun fact. Maybe you didn't know that. That should be pretty cool. If you love Creed and all Creed-adjacent rock bands, also known as Butt Rock, there is Butt Rock Bangers over at the Pearl, Granville Street. I don't know what that is. I'm trying to imagine, like, arms wide open to, like, a Jersey beat. Can you imagine? God, what a time to be alive. 2024 coming in raw. All right, so yeah, we'll hear some music from Farhaven in just a little bit. But also, over at the Cobalts, you have Ivan Hartle doing an album release with Mikey Jose and Bacola. I want to imagine that's the actor from Star Trek Enterprise who played Captain Archer. But I know it's not, but that'd be cool, wouldn't it? we'll hear some music from Ivan Hartle's new album in just a little bit, so hang tight for that. Over at the Heatley, if you like yourself some country, you can go see Lonesome Orny and the Mean. Obviously, you know, it's a Waylon Jennings reference, but there's also going to be, you know, DJ Crazy Bear and DJ Penitentiary doing the thing. That should be pretty cool. It should be pretty nice. Over at, no, that's all I got for Saturday over there. We're going to be scraping it up for the last bit of the show today, but that's okay. Let's see what else I got going on here. That's Sunday. Okay. Yeah, we got some stuff to talk about. We'll see. Let's hear some music here. Let's get into some music from from Night Court. This is going to be their track, Brighten the Corner, here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Some time left to find my own way, so I'll still try. Oh yes, I'll try. I'm gonna try.
That's fine with me.
Hey, hey, welcome back. That was That's Fine by Ivan Hartle off their album that was released. I'm guessing they're releasing it at this Saturday because it came out on the 15th of December of last year, which is, you know, only a couple days prior to us. That was, yeah, that was a nice little chiller. Taking us through the afternoon here. Also in that mix, you heard Farhaven with Hey Man from their Matchstick record from a couple years back. They're playing at Painted Chip in the West Side on Saturday, so check it out. Ivan Hartle playing at the Cobalt Saturday night as well. Night Court, Brighton the Corner, they're playing at Redgate Friday Saturday night as well with Die Job, Greatest Sons, Jesse LeBoudoir, and The Long Winter as part of the variety draw. All right, Sunday, still got a few hangers on over at 1822 Pandora Street, Green Auto. You can see Terminal City Rats with Pilsner and Spencer Joe. Should be a cool little punk rock night. Very punk rock weekend, if I do say. So, shotgun your favorite beverage of choice. Shout out to Noel from Black Lab for trying to shotgun a bubbly. You need a bigger hole. We are going to punch you a bigger hole in your can next time. We had a Redgate staff party the other night. Such debauchery. Good times. I love my homies at Redgate. I hope you do too. Speaking of Redgate, you can come Sunday night for another little show. You have Best Lunch, Abby Perel, and Estelle Honeywell, who we're going to hear from in a little bit, in just a second here. Also, Sunday night, Tim Holehouse, Greg Reckus, Colin Pearson, Cyrus Lord, and Punk Rockley also doing their thing. Atlanta Lose, Sunday night, 362 Powell Street, 7 p.m. Tickets are $20. Shows at 7. Sorry, doors at 7. Shows at 7:30. So, Tim Holehouse coming in from all the way from Dorchester, United Kingdom. So, quote, for the past 16 years, Tim has been one of the hardest working men in the industry. Take a shot if you've heard that one before. But I'm thinking this New Year's resolution being mean a little too hard. I don't know. It should be cool. I'm great. It should be a fantastic show. Tim, if you're listening, I'm in no ill will for that. I'm positive you're a very hardworking gentleman. We're going to hear some music from Beehive. Honey Estelle here. This is going to be their song from their album Beehive. This is going to be... Where'd it go? This is going to be One Too Many here on CJSN1FM. Thank you. was a lovely little tune. That was Estelle Honeywell. You can see them over at the Red Gate Sunday night with Best Lunch and Abby Piddle. I'm going to get out of here on this lovely Iris track I heard a few days ago. This is Broken Up Now by Patrick Keller. We're not going to get the whole thing, but it's a nice little tune. I'll leave you with it. This has been me, Jeb Gradowski, your host as always. We'll see you next week. Stay tuned for Parsis at this time of day. Take care and bundle up. It's going to be a cold next week. And free Palestine.